ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home, excellent start for the Lady Bombers as they lead Searcy 33-11. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, coming off a 64-50 loss to Nelton, it was a game that, boy, I tell you, the first half, you guys kept it close just about all the way.
And we did, you know, but that's really kind of who we are. We're going to battle with anybody and everybody. Just, you know, had a little stretch there in the third quarter there, missed some long shots, got beat out on some outlet stuff, some transition stuff. Nelton was able to build a little cushion there. We extend out, try to get cut back into it and do. We wasn't able to get enough stops and, you know, having to foul. And we never really did a good job of adjusting the way the game was being called all night. We struggled with that. Partly, you know, that's on us of not doing a good job of being able to adjust in those situations and adapt to the way that the game's been officiated.
I tell you what, though, it seemed like it'd be hard for anybody to defend against that speed Nelton had showed in the third quarter.
Oh, yeah. You know, they've got it all. They really do. The Fulton kid is fast. He's the fastest kid in the conference.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot in a loaded conference that we're in. You know, and the Kane kid, number 40. He's a talented post. You know, of course, he's going to Delta State. And they're getting a really good player. Can score inside. He stepped out, hit a three, but he's really strong and he likes that physical presence, which. We haven't seen a whole lot of that. You know, these guys that have the athleticism and the strength that he does, got a nice combination. We really struggle to score inside. You know, of course they brought in that big football player. They had a lot of size. They kept us from outside. We were able to hang in there, knock down enough perimeter shots. We just couldn't get it going inside in the paint.
Yeah.
They did a really good job of defending us. Bodying us, and we weren't we lost some of our aggression there as well to help them.
Yeah. Well, you're getting ready to take on a Searcy team that's they've seen their share of struggles this year, but you know, this is a conference you can't really overlook anyone.
Oh yeah, well, you know, they've got three super talented players. You know, Freddie Hicks, 6'5", shooting guard. He's a stud. I mean. Coming, you know, they took Marion into double overtime at Marion. He had 39 points. He was the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
You got the Alcorn kid, you know, another 6'4", 6'5", shooting four that's playing really well, got great athleticism. And, you know, they had the move-in, the Caldwell kid.
Yeah, Peyton Caldwell, yes.
Wow, what an outstanding, you know, what a great move-in to have. That's really what they needed. They needed that point guard that he can score. He sets up others. You know, I was talking to their assistant coach, you know, earlier this year at the Cabot. He said he's one of the best players that they've had come through there. And that's saying quite a bit for the talent that Searcy's had. So we're going to be faced, you know, the thing that they don't have, the depth. And that's why they're not able to get over the hump. But they're as dangerous in a one-game scenario as anybody in our conference. They're really similar to us. They're right there, just really haven't gotten over that hump. So we're going to come out here against a team that they're as equally as good as anybody in our conference.
Yeah.
They just don't have the record to prove it, but, you know, that's the way I feel about our guys. I think
we're
pretty dang good, too. We just don't have that record to prove it. So it's it's an important game for both teams. For us, we want to still, you know, we're still trying to get to that state tournament.
Yep.
Both teams, both programs need this win. Both teams, both programs are going to spill their guts trying to get it tonight. And it's our goal and it's our plan to come out here and be victorious on top. Hopefully we can you know, our senior girls are gotten it rolling. Hopefully
they sure do.
Be a good start of the night. They finish this thing off and keep this rolling into our high school boys game next.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate all you do, my man.
Absolutely.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Mountain Home Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break and come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Searcy 33-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, they lose value.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home leading Searcy in this girls game at halftime, 33-11. I know I said 34 going into the halftime break, but that was because I was reading an incorrect scoreboard at the time. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary for both teams. Mountain Home already with one player in double figures. That is Kate Gilbert. She has didn't start in this game, but she has come off the bench for 11 points. 8 so far in the night for Aston Yates, 7 for Anna Grace Foreman, 6 for Peyton Husky, and 1 for Emma Martin. And she was 1 of 2 from the free throw line in the first quarter. 3 players on the board for Searcy. 5 so far for Eliana Oden, 4 for Alexis Broadway, and 2 for Nalia Hadley. So far, turnovers, Searcy with 6, Mountain Home with 4. No ties, no lead changes in this game. Mountain Home took the lead, has not relinquished. As a matter of fact, held Searcy absolutely scoreless in that first period. Well, let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back in the second half start in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy 33-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.